Hey, good morning. It's another edition of Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath. Looks like a wet weekend is coming our way. Much chagrin for the Utica Ice Cream Festival, but sorry, Mother Nature has other plans. Rain, storms, showers all this afternoon, about 65 for the high. Does get a little bit warmer as we roll through the weekend, but it looks like the chances of rain hang with us. So we'll have to just kind of ride it out and see what goes. Well, it's always a good time for indoor activities, and that's where we're going to focus right now near the square, the Midland Theater, and Marianne Christ is here, Executive Director. My very first question, have you ever had a bad hair day?
Oh, you're the best. The answer is yes.
You are always right there. You're like the face of the theater. I see anytime there's concerts, you're always out there. Hair's perfect, big smile, those incredible red heels that a woman of your stature should not be allowed to wear, but it's all good. It's all good. It's great to see you.
Great to see you. Great to be back. Thank you for asking.
Absolutely, absolutely. So 30,000-foot view of the Midland. It's kind of, when I think of like a mall, like an anchor store, I feel like the Midland is like the anchor to downtown Newark. Is that fair?
We would agree with that.
Yeah?
Absolutely. We've been there since 1928, so we're in our 97th year of magic. So there's a lot of great things happening downtown, and we're excited to be a part of all of those.
Yeah, I got to tell you, every time I go down, whether it's coming to a show, whether it's just going down to eat, hit the arcade, whatever, that downtown just keeps coming together more and more, beautiful stuff, activity. I mean, even the little kind of hangouts on the periphery seem to be advertising a little bit more, gaining a little more market share, whatever you want to say.
Absolutely.
It's getting stickier and more fun and just people kind of come and hang out.
There's so much to do downtown. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, people say, well, I couldn't find a parking place. I'm like, that's awesome. There's so many things to do.
I mean, it's awesome from one level, not awesome from another. But I feel you on that. I mean, that's, you know, some of those businesses have been down there for a long time, are noticing that change, and they're like, you're right. It's like, it's kind of hard to find a parking spot sometime. You got the market going on.
The market's been amazing
as
well.
Yeah.
It was inside during the winter, and it's back outside in the Canal Market.
So do you get a sense, I mean, is that rising tide lifting all boats? Are you seeing better and better things at the Midland too?
Absolutely. There's a lot of things. So last year, we actually had people in from 37 different states.
Mm.
We had, last month, we had Pat Metheny in. We had people from 14 states for that one show.
Cool.
So bringing people in, not just Newark people, not just Licking County, but truly bringing people in to experience. And when they come into a show, they go and they have dinner and they walk around and they could take advantage of the Dora and grab a beverage and see all the great things that are happening downtown.
Yeah. So that helps. So walk me through that, because, you know, a lot of people think, hey, it's Newark. It's kind of whatever Newark vibe they perceive. But really, I mean, the Midland's great concerts, but I mean, you do movies, you do children's theater. It really is kind of a multimedia thing anymore.
Absolutely. The word that we like to use is gather. That's our goal for everything that we do is gathering. We are blessed to be able to have a beautiful 97-year-old theater that is absolutely stunning and gorgeous. There are still people that think that the arts are for the elite and they don't belong. So that is our challenge and our responsibility to share the arts with them.
Okay.
So we are actually partnering with different organizations to take music and art out into the community.
Mm.
So we already have one that we're getting ready to announce that we're partnering to do an outdoor concert in July. And then, of course, there's Summerfest that we have August 1st. That's a true celebration of everything Newark. We've got Newark bands. We've got different bands that are coming in, food trucks, free concerts. It's a celebration of everything that we are.
Okay.
We do have children programming. We've got Missoula Children's coming up, and it is June 14th. We have 80 children that are pre-registered to be part of this week-long experience.
So it's not just children watching, it's children performing too.
There's auditions on Monday.
Ah, cool.
They rehearse all week, and on the June 19th is the performance. And it's amazing to see children that come in and they get to be a part of it. We've done this now for, my kids were in it 15 years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah, but it's so cool. We have the two college kids that come in with a red truck and they bring the props and the uniforms and everything, or the uniforms, the costumes and the scripts.
Mm-hmm.
And to see those kids transform from all nervous Nellies at 4 o'clock on Monday and they're just soaring by Friday. It's so cool.
But, I mean, kids, I mean, I've been watching a lot of posts on my X feed lately about, you know, kids specifically. And you know how that goes, the algorithm, once you kind of land on something, then you get more and more of it. But there's something about kids. They're like natural performers. I mean, life hasn't beaten it out of them yet. They just have this exuberance. they react so well to audience, you know, hey, you get a little clap, I'm going to go a little bigger, you get a little more clap, you know, a little fun and all those things. That's the joy. I mean, that's something that people lose over time that we really need to capture and nourish.
Absolutely. And it, you know, it shows their worth and their value and, you know, that they are seen.
Yeah.
Which is so important.
Mm-hmm. So how many kids will show up and how many kids will actually get to participate?
It's been our experience that every child gets a role.
Oh, nice.
There are assistant technical directors, assistant producers, stage managers. There are leads. There are smaller roles. Mm-hmm. There's room for everybody.
That's so cool. I mean, that's the way to get kids plugged in. And I'll bet some of your staff at the Midland maybe started that way at one point, like, hey, thinking they're going to be an actor or whatever, and then maybe get channeled a different way. You still get to be a part of the show, but you're just not on stage with the bright smile and face.
Absolutely. Yeah. And some of the kids that come in are guided by their parents to be there. And maybe they are a little shy, so they can still be a part of the party
I love how you said that. I absolutely love how you said that. But that's it. You gotta expose the kids to a lot of different stuff and see what sticks.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, it all has to do with belonging, making them feel that they belong and they have a place.
Right on, right on. So one of the things I love about the Midland in the summer is the movie series. I was just scrolling through a little bit before you got here. What a wide variety of movies. Now, the one that spoke to me is there's a little trio of guys, Martin Short, and I think it's Chevy Chase and maybe Steve Martin.
The Three Amigos.
Right. Yeah. That one's coming up this year, isn't it?
It is. It is. So we have Doug, our director of the box office director, is a movie man.
Okay.
So he schedules all the movies and selects them on. He does a great job.
He has an eclectic idea how things should go for the summer.
He very much does. Doug is a plethora of movie trivia as well. Most of those are wasted on me. He is frequently disappointed by my lack of movie trivia.
Well, but that's why you go. Happens. You learn, and then you become a part of that group. It's all good.
Absolutely. We have Creepshow, which is part of the Ohio Goes to the Movies.
Okay.
So this is a statewide event that people are doing all over the state, and there are free movies.
Creepshow.
Creepshow is who we have, yes. Mm-hmm. And Creepshow is Hal Holbrook. From Denison is in Creepshow.
Okay.
So that's the reason we selected that one. And it's July 17th. And those are free. We do ask that you register, and you can do that right online. But the tickets are free. And the rest of our summer movie series are free to all seniors.
Okay.
So they have paid their dues
in
other
number?
Ways.
What's the number on that?
What's the number?
How old?
I am not going to card a senior citizen to come to a movie.
So if I look old... If I look old, I can bluff my way in. Is that what you're saying?
We'll go with 60.
Okay.
I mean,
I got plenty of gray hair, but I know people that are not above putting in gray highlights and trying that. Because, I mean, free is free. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But that's free all summer for seniors.
All summer for seniors. All
Beautiful.
The movies are free. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And we have concessions so you can get a snack, mm-hmm. bring family members. Mm-hmm. Film was the very first thing we did in 1928.
Okay.
We still have a projector room. Dave Longaberger, the Longaberger family restored the theater, and we took it over in 02. We still have a projection room because Dave Longaberger was actually a projectionist in high school. So it was imperative to him that we continued our film history. So the movie series are paying homage to not only Dave Longaberger, but what we did back in the day.
See, that's a little nugget I did not know.
Yeah,
that's cool. And see, that's part of why I really like what's going on in downtown Newark right now, because it's forward thinking for 2026, but there's always that eye to the past. There's always that, hey, we know not everybody's new in Licking County. There's some tradition, there's some stuff, yeah. and we want to just let people know we got an eye on that too.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we love to hear the stories. People come in, and I don't know what happened with 101 Dalmatians. I have heard probably 101 stories that people have come in back in the day with grandma or grandpa and saw 101 Dalmatians, or that people had their first date at the movies at the Midland Theater.
Okay.
Or, you know, they came with their families and you know, movies were very, very important.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, my mom and dad, you know, kind of came of age in like the late 40s and early 50s. And literally, I mean, dad grew up in Zanesville. Mom grew up in Brownsville, which is, you know, just this side of Zanesville. And this was a thing. I mean, for them, when my dad got his driver's license and they started to date, coming to the Midland to see a movie was a big deal. And those old movies were so big, and you know, you got a little glimpse of the world because they'd have those newsreels beforehand and all things. It was big, big, big time.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that stage, when I've not seen a movie recently there. When I go to shows, you know, and it's, you know, Black Jacket Theater or you know, Black Jacket Symphony, sorry, or one of those, everything's so big. Use that full stage. How big is the screen?
We have three different screens that we can utilize. Okay. The one that we use for the summer movie series is the full. So because we are 97 years old, we don't have a whole lot of storage. A lot of things live in the ceiling. So the movie screen lives in the ceiling. We can pull it down, but it is wing to wing, takes up the entire stage.
So, I mean, it's like how many stories tall would that be? A couple?
We'll go a few.
I would think.
Yeah.
So if you sit down in the front row...
Not recommended.
Those heads get big.
Yes.
I'm thinking maybe in the balcony for movie viewing would
fantastic.
Be the best spot.
At least a few years, rows back.
Right on.
Unless you have a good chiropractor, then you can sit in the front row.
Good stuff. Well, we got more with Mary Ann Chris from the Midland Theater coming up. It's Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3.
Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation. Back with Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3 in western Licking County. Looks like showers for the afternoon. Maybe even a rumble of thunder, too, with about 65 for the high. Stays wet tomorrow, a little bit warmer. Then it just goes to a chance of rain for Sunday. So if you got outdoor plans, sorry. It's Mother Nature's fault, not mine. I'm just the reporter. We're talking to Mary Ann Chris from the Midland Theater. Of course, Mary Ann is the executive director, and I was really pleased to hear. I know you had a show last night. You say the show not only was good, but there was only one seat that didn't go sold?
Absolutely.
Holy moly.
It was very cool. So last night was a stage door. It was our season finale of our stage door series. And that is, we have 120 guests that sit on the stage with the artist. So it is an artist discovery series.
Cool.
And it's singer-songwriter, and there's dialogue back and forth. And she was an Ohio artist. She's from Cleveland. Diana was amazing, so we had a good time. And last night, we were actually able to announce next year's season.
Oh.
So we had six shows we announced last night. They're all on our website for our next year's stage door
series.
Okay,
well, let's hang on to that for a minute, because you say it's all on the website. The website's looking good. It's kind of redone and got some new bells and whistles, right?
Absolutely. So late last fall, we launched our brand new website. It is... very user-friendly. You can look up and see who we are and what we do. You can look up all the different artists. We do have residents, companies that come in, so Black Jacket that comes in twice a year, and we have the Nutcracker that returns twice a year, or not twice a year, for the holiday season, the Missoula Children's Theater, for the different organizations that we do have returning every year that are on there as well. You can get on there and learn how to be a volunteer.
I know frequently asked questions are usually a big part of what goes on there. So what are some of those questions that you get to the point where it's like, I'm going to put it on the web page and hopefully that'll take care of it?
One of the big ones is parking. We already addressed, you know, where there's parking. And it's kind of funny because you can tell when somebody requests something if they're local or not. You know, there's two free parking garages down there. Like, that's amazing. That's so close. I'm like, you're not from here.
Well, I mean, you know, back in the day, street parking, and
absolutely.
You had to hoof it in from quite a few places. And with the new roundabouts and all that, you know, I imagine most people have been down there. But for folks that haven't,
absolutely.
In the last 3 or 4 years, the footprint's really different.
Absolutely. So we do have, you know, the questions as far as the basic things, their place to eat, where can you stay, where can you do different things downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody that purchases a ticket to every show, we send them actually an email, the Know Before You Go email as well. So it gives all the information and recommendations on where you could stay overnight if you're coming in from out of town, where you should eat, where you can park.
Mm-hmm. So how about a pro tip? What's the inside dope? Where do you go to eat? I mean, you spend time down there.
Oh, I am a foodie. I eat everywhere.
I figured you were.
We do have some of the different ones that are some of our big sponsors as well.
Mm-hmm.
1922 is always a good choice.
Super good.
Mike at Stockyard Grill is amazing. We go to Munchies a lot. Christie's keeps us fueled. River Road literally keeps us alive. Vintage Coffee is a great time. Hey Babes are amazing. And I could go on for weeks.
Well, that's the thing, though. And that's for the uninitiated. You know, people don't realize, hey, I'm just coming in for the show. They think they're going to show up 5 minutes early, grab their seat, and when the show's over, clap, maybe get an encore, and then beat it out of town. No. Come and make it an evening. Come make it an afternoon and an evening. Have some fun.
Exactly. And our local partners, I call them partners because everybody works so well together downtown. We're so deeply woven. Mm-hmm. I call it the small town hug. Everybody just really, truly wants everybody to succeed.
Yeah.
So when we have the artists in and we get the writers and they ask for all of these different, sometimes very hard to find items for their menus or for what they want to eat and catering in, we always use our local resources, and they feed all of our artists.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
That's beautiful. Beautiful.
And when we do have returning artists and they request Christie's pizza or they request something they had down at 1922 or not, that's pretty cool as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and both of those are, I mean, literally stone's throw from back door or front door. So
exactly.
If you want good hot food, those are two pretty good choices.
They are indeed.
Yes. So you mentioned the concert series is being released, and I know you've got all kinds of good stuff and variety and all that, but the one and I've seen Black Jacket Symphony more than a couple times. Van Halen. I cannot imagine the tryouts, because the way they work is they've got like, what, 80 people that can sing and perform and play and whatever, and so when they decide what they're going to do, they all get together, they all audition, and whoever's the best guitarist gets that, and whoever's the best singer gets that, and it's the closest sounding to the album. I gotta believe that was a slugfest for Van Halen's 1984.
They're amazing at what they do. So like you said, you've been there a time or two.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a bass band, and then they swap out.
Yeah.
Traditionally, whoever is the lead for that album, typically they actually have their own band, and they do that somewhere independently.
Hmm.
And then Jason, who runs Black Jacket Symphony, does scouting. So he'll go to the different concerts and the different venues or whatnot to find that lead. And then write a contract. And they are with Black Jacket for a stint of time, whether it be a month or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Van Halen's going to be amazing. I have to say, when he announced, well, we've become such good friends that I just text him. I'm like, who are we doing
right.
this? Who are we doing
yeah.
that? And he's like, well, who do you want?
Yeah.
They come to Ohio to do whatever. We get to select whatever album we want.
That's so cool.
I did tell him I do need a little Sammy Hagar in the second half.
Well, and that's the thing about Van Halen. I was going to ask, is it going to be, you know, because 1984 is not Sammy. But if you're going to do a greatest hits, which is usually what they do, they play a whole album, take a break, and then greatest hits time. Yeah, I mean, got to be some Sammy in there somewhere.
Absolutely.
So is it a different singer?
It is. You know, I am not sure about that. I just do the contract.
I let them do that.
But, yeah, but
I
absolutely.
Made you know, but I mean, holy mackerel, you think about just the breadth of that band over time and how many hits and how much fun and, my gosh, to see the people up in the crowd and dancing and just all that stuff, it's just pure joy for like a couple hours.
They are so fun. Yeah. In the beginning, we used to go, and anytime they would come anywhere around Ohio, Jason would text me and give us tickets. My husband and I would do a road trip.
Nice.
And so we went to see the Prince one before, and we saw the Journey, and we saw the Eagles. I've not seen the 1984 yet.
Okay.
But again, I need some OU812 from Sammy Hagar to get me through the day.
I think you're right on that. So enough gushing about that. What else is going on? What else is coming?
We have Christopher Cross coming.
Oh, nice.
At June 24th coming up. So that's going to be an exciting one. We have Big Head Todd and the Monsters. We have, I know it's my husband's favorite. We went to go see them, in Austin 2 years ago.
Well, I mean, you're seeing Big Head Todd, but you're getting the Monsters.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, how do you pick that? I mean, that seems like kind of a, again, for someone that's not a fan,
sure,
maybe kind of an odd pick. How does that happen?
We buy shows a million different ways. We have agents that will reach out and say, hey, we're going to be in that area. We've got some routing opportunities. Do you have these dates available? Can you do this?
Okay.
And we'll say, yeah, I've got those dates. We'll hold those dates. Sometimes I've held a month for an artist. And then you go back and then I submit an offer and they're like, okay, well, we're trying to get routing. And you go back and do this. So that's one way.
Okay.
Another way is we do subscribe to a different agency to where I can look up and do research on any band. I can find it by band. I can find it by their agent. Gives me the agent's number. So then we just call them or email them telling them we have interest. It's all about routing as well.
Okay.
But yeah, we can reach out to the artists, to the managers and say, really have an interest. This is how many seats we have. We have 1,200 seats. This is our stage width. Do you have any availability? And you just start navigating back and forth.
So like, is that just from your brain? Like you just go, hey, there seems like a groundswell of interest for this kind of person. Or do you have a committee or a group of people that help kind of mold that?
Well, we have different people with different resources that we reach out to. If we've got an artist that we get an inquiry for, I'll reach back out and say, have you heard of this one? Do you like this one? On our website, the Contact Us, we have people that submit recommendations all the time.
Okay.
So it's truly a community thing. If we look into all the different artists that are submitted on the street, people at shows at the end of the show when they're walking out, tell me how great the show was and who we should
hey,
bring.
How about Big Head Tom the Monsters?
So for any guitar heads out there, one of the shticks for Big Head Todd and the Monsters is he uses a different guitar for every song.
Okay.
And there's one song that actually his guitar tech comes out and swaps in the middle of the song.
No way.
So many guitars on the side of the stage. It's phenomenal.
It's like a Taylor Swift wardrobe change.
Right? Right? Less sequins, I think, but yes.
I can see that for sure. So literally, if I just have an idea, I can go to your webpage, submit it, and maybe get that band into town
Absolutely.
If all the logistics and everything work out.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Yeah. That is amazing. So
you mentioned Taylor Swift.
Well.
I mean, we're going to go there.
Okay. Is she coming? Is that what you're saying?
We have the Taylor Swift Experience
coming,
and it is July 12th. We did back in February, March, we did the Wizard of Oz on Ice. It's the first time we ever did a family matinee. It was on a Sunday. And we did it at 3:00. And that was one of the ones that kind of fell in our lap. They needed this, they needed that. We negotiated. The agent was having back surgery on Monday, so he was really quick to sign a contract.
Wow, okay.
Never happens that quick. 36 hours, I had a signed contract.
Mm.
We did the Wizard of Oz on Ice. We had Olympians that was part of that performance. We sold 798 tickets in 4 weeks for that show. We needed to do more family programming.
Okay.
So the Taylor Swift performance is going to be another family programming. It's going to be a 3:00 show. Back to the downtown area. It's going to allow people to come in and have lunch before, come to the show, go to dinner, and truly be surrounded with their family.
Okay. So just from your mind's eye, do you think there's going to be more girl moms at that show or more girl dads at that show?
I mean... Probably girl dads. I mean,
is that right? Nice. See, I was thinking the other way. That's cool, though.
Yeah.
But those family opportunities are so special. I mean, when you have an opportunity to really enjoy and experience something with your kids, now, again, you're setting tradition, which is what the Midland's all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool. So mentioned volunteers kind of in passing a couple of times, but a lot of places in Newark run thanks to volunteers. You've got like a couple hundred people that help out now?
226 active volunteers.
So you don't need any more. You got plenty of volunteers.
We
just shut that down. No volunteer talk at all. We're full.
Never. So, we are so lucky. I'm not sure many organizations have 226 active people that come to work for free.
Right on.
They come here. They work long hours. They do things, help guests, clean up in the restrooms they go above and beyond.
Yeah.
They truly are our ambassadors.
Well, they're not all glamour jobs. I mean, there's got to be somebody that's got to, help out with the artists getting in there and, dabbing sweat from their brow or whatever. There's people that are seating the patrons and all that, but there's other stuff too.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've got, the people, the greeters, and we have people that scan the tickets, and we have people that do the concessions and, like you said, to usher people in. And we have some of the volunteers that do the bartending. So there are opportunities for all.
So is there any – see, that one intrigues me a little bit. Is there any experience needed for those? Or do I get kind of on-the-job
training? On-job training.
Okay. So how hard do you go on the bartending? Is it just cracking a beer or –
crack and pour.
Okay.
Crack and pour.
So that should be handleable by just about anybody.
Local love. We are Metesic distributing exclusive. But we do have the mixed beverages in the can, the Cutwaters.
Nice.
They are they are magical as well.
Yeah, they're
so
pretty good.
They are a good time.
Well, and some people, that helps enhance their experience. They've got maybe dinner under their belt and a refreshing beverage at concession or at intermission time.
Absolutely. Helps. And you can grab a bag of Cheez-Its and some M&M's now, too. We've got concessions. If That's what you need. So
nothing like a cut water and some M&Ms. I love
this
that.
Judgment free.
I think that's absolutely the way to go. So, I mean, again, I can't say enough good things about what's going on downtown. And again, for me, you know, the Midland really is that kind of marquee down on the end. Speaking of that, is there any big projects going on? Because I know, you know, a 1928, you know, deal in 2026. Occasionally you need a little fresh, a little paint here, a little rework there. Is there any big projects happening?
Absolutely. So we're winding down our campaign for our curtain call. Mm-hmm. So the new curtains that we need in the theater, they are 30 years old, and they're going to be about $50,000.
Ooh.
So we're raising money for that. Our next big excitement. So last year we got a new chiller that was about $425,000. 20 months ago, we put new stage lights that were $225,000. And our next big wish list mm-hmm. that is going to be imperative is upgrading our sound system.
Okay.
So we are renting sound system for most performances to be rider compliant for what the artists request. The final price for all of that is going to be $895,000. So yes,
so
there are, we have wish lists. I mean, not like an Amazon wish list,
I gotcha. That sounds like some pretty high techie stuff.
So
how do you get that done? Is that more community stuff? Is that a portion of every show goes to it? How do you get to that number? That seems like a big number.
We did apply for a grant. Okay. So we have some restoration grants that we could apply for.
Awesome.
But at the end of the day, our community always steps up.
Nice.
We mentioned it about a year ago that we were going to be starting the process. And when you go to buy a sound system, you come in and somebody has to do literally an audio audit to see all the sounds. And it takes about a year to get even all of that data compiled. But we had somebody after a show last year pull me aside and said, I want to help with the sound system. Call me when you're ready. And those are the people we're surrounded with in Lincoln County.
Gosh, how great is that?
Absolutely.
See, that's one of those things. I can remember sitting through a lot of sound checks in my life. And, you know, when you get the drum kit set up and guys are, you know, doing whatever, and the guy's just hitting one temp, just boom, 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 just to see how it resonates and where it goes. And the sound guy's just tweaking what he tweaks.
Yeah.
Most people don't realize that. Bands look for a specific sound. The Midland acoustically is a phenomenal place. But when you're talking about the electronics and all that to really bring it to life, they're very specific things that you need.
Absolutely.
And if you're going to keep doing the great work you do, got to have it.
Absolutely. We're spending sometimes $10,000 to $15,000 renting equipment per show.
Wow. Wow.
So it's necessary.
It's absolutely great. And well, it's so fun to talk to you because there's just all that good stuff that's coming. You know, whether you got kids, whether you got, you know, old time movie wants. You're an old person going, I need some place to hang out for the afternoon. Got it all at the Midland. Good
absolutely.
Stuff.
And yeah, we've got so much history and so many stories that we are open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4. Always welcome to give tours. If you've got a bigger group that you want to bring in, give us a call or contact us on the website. We'll schedule a tour. You can bring a coffee. We can open the bar, whatever kind of tour you want to have. So just let us know.
At River Road, what's your deal? In case I bring a coffee, I'll bring one for you.
I have tried to be healthier. This is just a small black latte.
What?
But Werther's is my soulmate.
Okay. I was going to say, it took the fun right out of that right there.
I do love a Werther's from River Road.
There you go. Well, Marianne, it's always great to have you in. Anytime there's stuff going on, you know where to find us.
Absolutely.
And we'll look forward to continuing the conversation.
We're going
to
see you at Summerfest, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. You haven't missed one yet.
I try not to.
Okay.
It's always fun. It's
absolutely
great to be involved.
August 1st, we're celebrating us all.
Boom, boom, boom. Midland Theater. That is about as good as it gets going into a holiday weekend. Marianne Crist, we thank you for the time. Back to the music in a flash. It's Trace Adkins coming up. Buckeye Country, 94.3, Western Licking County.